I said to Maya, I did not key your car, and you should not accuse me of that.
He's lying.
Exes in a scrape.
I went outside to go to my car at 7:30. I noticed that there's two scratches on the side of my car. He's the only person that I had a dispute with.
But should you believe his heart?
I said, why would I key your car when I love you?
Or his actions?
You agreed to pay for the damages.
Yes, I did.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 25-year-old Tamaya Anderson is suing her ex-boyfriend, 20-year-old Chaz Elbert, for the return of her PlayStation, vandalism to her car, and damages resulting from private pictures he posted on the internet.
Order. All rise.
That's case number 202 on the calendar in the matter of Anderson versus Elbert.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat.
Miss Anderson, this is your former boyfriend, and you claim three things. Let's take care of the easy things first. That he has in his possession a PlayStation that belongs to you.
Yes, ma'am.
I assume that that's it?
Yes, it is.
Good. Why don't you just put that on her table? Because you say you have no basis to keep it. It is hers.
Yes, it was a Christmas gift. She could. Where do I place it?
Right there.
Right there.
Great. Perfect. Thank you. So that takes care of the first part of your case. Good?
Yes. Good.
Good. Second part is that you claim that Mr. Elbert keyed your car.
Yes,
he did. You had an argument, and you claim he keyed your car. You didn't see him. Hands out of your pocket. Very good. And finally, you say that he posted some photographs of you that were compromising photographs, and he posted them on the internet, and you want to be compensated for that.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let's get to the scratched car first.
Okay.
When did it happen, and what makes you think that Mr. Elbert is responsible?
May 5th, I was invited to go out with a coworker after work for a Cinco de Mayo celebration. I called Mr. Elbert. I asked him, are you coming over? He told me that he wasn't. He was tired. So I let him know that I was going out with my coworker, and he got upset.
A male coworker?
No, female.
A female coworker?
Yes.
Okay.
And he got upset, and he started fighting with me about it. And this isn't the first time
we
argued. Yes. This isn't the first time we argued about going out with my friends. He doesn't like me to go out to the club with my friends.
Yeah,
so,
let me make this suggestion to you for this ex-boyfriend and boyfriends in the future. The courting period is as good as it gets. It doesn't get any better. Anything that you have during the courting period that seems problematic is going to get worse. So if he appears to be a tad jealous of your friends when you're just dating, you will feel like Hannibal Lecter's prisoner if you're married. Let's assume that what you tell me is true, and he says, I'm tired, I don't want to see you tonight, you have to stay home too. I'm tired, you're tired. Right? This is really what you're saying. I'm tired, therefore you're tired. And if you're not tired, you should be tired, or you're going to act tired, or whatever it is, because I'm tired. Right?
Yes, I guess.
You got the message. Courting period, keep it in your mind, is as good as it gets.
Okay.
Great. Go ahead.
Okay. We argued over the phone. I ended up so upset that I didn't even go out that night. Chaz called my phone 15 times.
So he upset you and you felt guilty about going out?
No, I wasn't guilty at all. I was so upset that I didn't want to go anywhere with that attitude.
Then he accomplished what he wanted to.
Right. Yes.
Then he accomplished it.
And I fell asleep. I woke up to 15 missed calls from Chaz. And I go to work at 8 o'clock in the morning. I went outside to go to my car at 7:30. I noticed that there's two key scratches on the side of my car. And I'm like, who did this to my car? Because I have no known enemies, Judy. I don't have any people.
No, we're not friends.
Judge.
Listen
okay.
to me. We're not
Your
friends,
Honor.
You and I.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yes.
Great.
I have no known enemies, Your Honor. I don't know who would do such a thing to me. So I recapped what happened the night before, And he's the only person that I had a dispute with. So okay. I automatically knew that it was him.
Well, you may know about it, but that I have to tell you something. The fact that you knew about it in your head is not proof in a court. So you didn't see who did it. Did you have a discussion with Mr. Elbert afterwards?
Yes, I did.
When?
After I called the police. Because first I called the police so I can get a report.
On what day did you call the police?
I called the police on May 6th, which was the next day.
Yeah, the report. Do you have the report?
Yes, I do.
I'd like to take a look at it.
And after I got the report, I spoke with Chaz days later, and he admitted to me that he did this to my car.
Well, tell me about the conversation.
The conversation, I was at work overnight, on an overnight shift.
Had you seen him, had you seen him before you had a conversation with him on the phone?
No, ma'am.
So first you had a conversation with him on the phone?
Yes, ma'am.
On what date?
On May 7th.
So the day after you reported it to the police?
Yes.
Tell me about the conversation. Who called whom?
He called me while I was at work, and we were speaking on the phone, and I said to him, if you did this to my car, you need to tell me, or I'm not going to talk to you ever again.
All right. Is that what she said to you?
It's not what she said to me.
What did she say to you?
She said something along the lines of, first off, she called me frantic.
He's lying.
Now you have to be quiet. Not frantic. I want to know what she said to you and what you said to her.
She said to me, you keyed my car. I know you keyed my car, and I want you to admit it. I said, why would I key your car when I love you? That makes absolutely
sure,
no sense.
Sure, very easy.
For me to key your car.
No, that's asking her a question. I want you to tell me what she said to you and what you said to her.
She basically said to me.
Not basically said. Okay. I don't want to hear basically said. She said to me, said to her.
She said to me, I just want you to tell me if you key my car, we both have jobs, we can work it out. I said to Maya, I did not key your car.
He's lying.
I'm going to dismiss your case. You got your PlayStation 3 back, you're going to be gone. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. Next time, you've been warned. After you said you didn't key her car, what was the rest of the conversation?
That was the conversation.
That was it, and then you hung up and she hung up?
It was basically her.
I don't want to hear basically out of your mouth again.
It was her crying, primarily. Crying and just repeating it over and over again. And me constantly repeating, I did not do it, I did not do it. And that was it.
And then you said goodbye and she said goodbye?
I told her that I loved her, and she didn't say it back, and then...
And you hung up?
Yes.
And when was the next time you saw her, sir?
The next time I saw her, we actually went to Denny's. We went to a Denny's.
Well, how much after this conversation?
Well, this was 2 or 3 weeks afterwards.
Okay, so you didn't see her for 2 or 3 weeks?
Yes.
And that was unusual because you used to see her all the time.
Every day.
To what do you attribute the fact that you didn't see her for 2 or 3 weeks?
The fact that she believed that I keyed her car.
So had you tried to call her in between the 7th or 8th and the 2 or 3 weeks later?
I tried reaching out to her on Twitter, on Facebook, via text, via phone call.
So she didn't respond?
She responded intermittently. So as far as me trying to resolve the situation, I didn't even have an opportunity.
How did it come about that you went to Denny's?
Because one morning after I actually texted her and asked her, you know, would you like to go out to breakfast with me? She agreed. We went out to breakfast and we talked about it.
And what did you talk about at breakfast?
We talked about the fact of the car being keyed.
Yes, and what did you say to her?
I told her basically that... I told her that I did not key the car, but I would be more than happy to help her pay for the damages because I loved her.
Great, and what did she say?
She said, I know you keyed my car, just tell me the truth. And then I said, I told you the truth. And she said, that's not the truth. I said, that is the truth. And that's basically what the conversation was.
Okay, but you agreed to pay for the damages.
Yes, I did.
Great. Do you have a bill for the damages?
Yes, I do.
I'd like to take a look at them. You're making it so easy.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
The other picture that you posed for, was that a picture that you wanted shown anywhere?
No, I wanted
it
for him.
Then don't pose for it.
and later today.
The sheriff said, are you Kimberly Barnes? I'm like, yes. He's like, we have a warrant for your arrest for communicating threats. And I was just like, no, it can't be. Like, you have the wrong Kimberly Barnes.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Tamaya Anderson says ex-boyfriend Chaz Elbert keyed her car and posted risque pictures of her on the internet.
Now, the next thing that we're going to take care of are your photographs. He posted pictures of you on the internet?
Yes, ma'am.
And did you pose for those pictures?
One picture I posed for that he took on his own phone. The second picture I knew nothing of. I was in the bathroom doing my hair, and the backside of my body is being shown in the picture with his watch in the picture. I knew nothing of this picture.
Okay. Can I see that picture?
I don't have access to these pictures because website, they don't allow nudity to be on the pictures on the website. So they
have to understand. Stop talking.
Okay.
I have to make my own judgment about whether this other picture that he posted of you is something that's actionable. If he took a picture of you combing your hair, I don't see that as an actionable picture, so I would have to see it. Mm-hmm. Now, the other picture that you posed for, was that a picture that you wanted disseminated? That you wanted shown anywhere?
No, I wanted
then
it for him.
Don't pose for it. If you don't want a picture out there in cyberspace for 10 million people to see, don't take the picture. He whips out his iPhone, you say, stick that iPhone. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. He owes you $318 to fix your car, and you have your PlayStation 3 back. Goodbye. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
It's very upsetting. I planned on marrying the plaintiff.
We loved each other, and his jealousy and his disrespect towards me ruined the relationship.
It's not a shock, but, you know, it's just, I feel things could have went differently.
I don't understand why he would post pictures of me. That doesn't make any sense.
I am apologetic about that. Yes, I am.
Don't trust anyone because you never know what they're capable of.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Barnes versus Brown. Step forward.
19-year-old Kimberly Barnes is suing her former friend, 18-year-old Shamika Brown, for having her falsely arrested for making threats.
Where do you two young ladies go to college?
Campbell University.
And there had been a time, according to what I read, that you were friends.
Yes, ma'am.
And that ended. Your complaint, Ms. Barnes, is that Ms. Brown made a complaint against you, complained to the police. You were, in fact, arrested for making terrorist threats against her. While that arrest was voided, or the charges dismissed, that remains on your record. You want to be compensated because you say that the charges were false and she had no basis to make the threat. Okay, what happened?
Well, in January, I started hanging with another female, and on February 21st,
Just a minute. You're a college student.
Yes, ma'am.
So let's try instead of I started hanging with another female. I was friendly with another female, something other than I was hanging with another female. Got it? Great.
I started associating with...
Perfect. Even better. Great.
With another female. And on February 21st, me and that other female, we went to the store.
The other female and I.
The other female and I, we went to the drugstore. And I was on Twitter, and I had tweeted that me and her and I had went to the drugstore, and Shamika had tweeted that people get new friends and start acting funny. So I text her phone and I said, Shamika, who are you talking about on Twitter? And she said that she wasn't talking about me. She was subtweeting with one of her other friends.
Did you say subtweeting?
Yes, ma'am.
That's a new one for me. Okay, go ahead.
She kept saying stuff, and every time she said something, I said bye. And the last thing she said was, don't text my phone the B word, you're dumb. And then I never spoke to her after those text messages. And the following Monday, when I went back to school, I was in my dorm taking a nap before my next class, and the sheriff knocked on my dorm door, and he said, are you Kimberly Barnes? I'm like, yes. He's like, we have a warrant for your arrest for communicating threats. And I was just like, no, it can't be. Like, you have the wrong Kimberly Barnes.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Do you understand? understand?
I understand. But what if she made the page herself?
Well, then you can establish that for me. I'm getting this out, not for you. There's a fly here that needs, that needs to be addressed.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Kimberly Barnes says former friend Shamika Brown had her falsely arrested for making terrorist threats on Facebook.
Okay, go ahead.
The sheriff said, "Are you Kimberly Barnes?" I'm like, "Yes." He's like, "We have a warrant for your arrest for communicating threats." And I was just like, "No, it can't be." And he's just like, "Ma'am, I need you to comply with what we're telling you and put on some shoes, and we're going to take you to the police station." So I'm just crying, like, "No, you have the wrong Kimberly Barnes." So he finally puts the handcuffs on me, and we walk through the door, and people see me getting arrested, and I'm just embarrassed, crying. And we get in the car, and he takes me to the police station. And when we get there, that's when I read the police report, and it's saying that I got on.
No, now I'd like to see the police report.
Police report.
This was your complaint, I assume, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And you say that the threat communicated to you via Facebook.
Yes.
Was, "We're going to hang you and beat you so bad until you die that nobody will recognize your body."
Yes, ma'am.
And that was communicated to you on your Facebook page?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have that?
Yes, ma'am,
I'd like to see it. You would agree, Ms. Barnes, that if you had anything to do with communicating that, that would be a threat?
Correct.
So is what you're saying you had nothing to do with this? Is
correct.
That what you're saying?
Yes, ma'am.
Who's?
My best friend.
Well, this is a picture of you, and it's your name.
It's not my Facebook. You can make a fake Facebook. That's not my Facebook.
Okay. Well, I'm just showing you what she has, what was communicated to her. That is clearly your picture. And is your best friend. That's what you told me.
Yes, ma'am. This is a lie. This is not me. I did not do this.
That may be, but it's your picture, and it's your name, and it's your best friend. So that, let us assume for the moment, you did not do it. That doesn't mean she knows that you didn't do it. Do you understand?
I understand. But what if she made the page herself?
Well, then you can establish that for me. I'll give you an opportunity to do that. I'm getting this out, not for you. There's a fly here that needs to be addressed. If you have proof that she created that picture and that statement herself, I'll hear you. Do you have any proof that she did that?
No, ma'am.
Then what you're suing her for, Ms. Barnes, is for falsely reporting that a threat was communicated to her. And as far as she knows, the threat was communicated by you. And it's a pretty vicious threat. So that unless she's psychotic and you can establish that, she did the right thing by calling the police. And all the police had was this.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, when you went to the police, what happened to you?
They took my picture, fingerprints, and all of that, and then they let me see the police report, but I didn't see any proof or anything. And I had the sign saying that I would appear in court, and they let me go back to school.
Did you appear in court?
Yes, ma'am, I did. And I got a court-appointed attorney, so the case got continued. And then the next court date, my lawyer didn't show up, so the case got continued again. And the third time that we came to court after the lunch session, Shamika never showed back up.
How many times did you go to court, Shamika?
Three times.
Three times. Your case is dismissed. We understand each other. She did absolutely the right thing by communicating this threat by whomever made it. And the fact that you and your lawyer had a case continued three times with the complainant there, and then either she got disgusted or discouraged and left, doesn't mean that she wasn't threatened. We understand each other, Miss Barnes?
Yes, ma'am.
Goodbye.
Please excuse me, Stefan.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
What happened when they were alone?
He wasn't home, and the only two people were home. Say, I don't know nothing. I wasn't there.
I'm respectful to his daughter. I love her, and I did not do this. This is crazy.
Judge Judy.
I think it was the right thing to do. She got what she deserved.
She got me arrested for no reason. Like, this is wrong.
You can't just communicate threats and not expect anything to happen.
The first thing I thought is, I want to put them paws on her. I want to get a little scrappy with her.
It's wrong. You know, she wouldn't even communicate any threats to anyone.
I think she's crazy.
She is pretty crazy.
Pick and choose friends wiser.
We aren't friends. We never will be again, ever.